It starts back in the year 2008. I was on holiday in northern France, stopped at a little tiny port called Port à la Duke, and I was just taking some photos and noticed a little sign with peeling paint on it saying that this was the beginning of the Templar's Way. Now, when I then read the details, it turned out that people would come by rowing boat from Weymouth across to this port in northern France
Gosh.
and then would walk all the way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. You know, Sarah, these were people who'd never left their villages before, and they were crossing the ocean and then walking for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And that kind of set a hair running in my mind, thinking, now, what the heck would make people do that? And so that really started the journey of researching what pilgrimage was all about.
I mean, a lot of people will understand the concept of pilgrimage. We've talked about it on BBC Radio Sheffield relatively recently. But what is it that fascinates you so much about it?
I think there are things that we learn about God on the move that we can't learn when we're stationary. You look at the story of the Exodus, for instance, to find out about that, or the story of Paul's journeys. But I think also there's something about being disconnected from the things that are familiar that makes us more familiar with God. And one of the things that fascinated me when I was researching and then writing the book was that a lot of the things we talk about as Christians, like relying on your companions, not setting too much store by your possessions, recognizing that you've left things behind or that you have a destination to go to. In the act of pilgrimage, those things stop being in our heads and start being under the soles of our feet. And that's what makes people think about them differently.
And I guess people, I mean, perhaps people who aren't religious who might be listening to this programme might be able to sort of understand it to some extent in the fact that, you know, if they go away and they leave all their possessions and all their kind of home comforts behind and they take themselves off and go camping or whatever, they can sometimes have an almost spiritual experience, can't they, when they're out there
Oh, yeah,
in the open air, they're
definitely.
away from home, they're travelling.
Definitely, that's part of the reason people do it, isn't it? And it's interesting when you look at the hundreds of thousands now each year who are going on this particular pilgrimage to Spain. I suspect that it's only a percentage of those people who have any Christian belief or indeed any faith of any kind. A lot of them are making that long walk to untangle the complicated threads of what's become a messy life, or they're walking to try and work out a problem, or they're walking perhaps even to decide quite who they are. So I think if you were to join in with that throng of people walking down that road, you would find people from all kinds of backgrounds, whether of faith or not.
And some of the sort of true pilgrims, if you like, have gone through some pretty awful circumstances, haven't they, to try and get to where they are hoping to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think particularly the people I was thinking about when I first encountered this sign, so people who were travelling in the Middle Ages, you know, they left everything behind. When they left their village, they would sign a solemn oath in the presence of the priest, making over their property to somebody in the event of them never returning. Because some of
Gosh,
them didn't.
no.
That's pretty serious business, isn't it?
And am I
You
right
know,
that
that's not a
some
holiday.
am I right that some of them actually saw it as almost like a form of penance when they went on pilgrimage?
Yes, yeah. There were some people for whom this was a way to deal with something terrible that they had done, to, I suppose, as an outworking of their guilt associated with it. And sometimes I think they would be told to go on it. This would be their instruction from the religious authorities saying, you need to assuage your guilt by going on this long pilgrimage.
How much of what you write about is relevant to today's pilgrims? And I noticed in chapter three of your book, you talk about some of the provisions that you need to take on a pilgrimage, everything from a floppy hat to a pair of sandals. Maybe not many people taking a staff or a gourd with them these days.
Oh, go on. What's the matter with them? Yeah, I mean, I think one of the reasons I wrote the book, you know, I wanted it to be for the person who's not necessarily going on a pilgrimage to Santiago. They might be going on a pilgrimage to the supermarket. It's not necessarily they're going on a long journey to the other side of the world. They might be going on a daily commute. What I was wanting to do was to get people in a sense are on those ordinary and quite often repetitive journeys to use the experience of travelling to gain some of those insights that people would get from a more overtly spiritual pilgrimage. It's about thinking of God when we're on the move.